We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the fourth and final quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or on the App Store. Keystone Sports is the app. I suggest you download it. You can hear more of our next guest, our favorite guest, probably, at least for today, because he's our first. This is Jeff Brown talking some Penn State basketball. He's been with us all year long. The Penn State basketball season is over, but we're going to just let the dust settle. We're going to let it marinate a little bit, Jeff. How you doing?
There's lots of things to chew on today, Dusty. Absolutely.
Lots of things to chew on. Well, let's start with this. All right. So last week, we were talking just before Tony Carr made his NBA decision. You said that if he were leaving school, you would be curled up in the fetal position. Have you gotten out of the fetal position yet?
Yeah. Actually, I did, but it wasn't until maybe a day or two ago. So, but I am up now and walking upright again, so that's it's a good thing.
That's good. Well, what were your first thoughts? I don't think it was I wasn't really expecting anything. I was just waiting to hear. I wouldn't have been surprised whether he stayed or whether he went. So the fact that he went wasn't a surprise. I guess the more surprising thing was the fact that he signed with an agent and officially closed the door on a return.
I agree with you. I really kind of thought he was going to go halfway there, do some more exploration, not sign with anybody quite yet. To mess things up and as far as his eligibility was concerned. But that's the route he decided to go, and there's not much we can do about it at this point. I really, really, and I think a lot of basketball experts agree that he needed another season. Another season would have really been good for Tony. It would have been good for him, you know, body maturation-wise. I'd like to see his game mature a little bit more, but who can argue with what he did this year, especially the second half of the season? There were certainly games that he put the team on his back and led them to victories. So, you know, you wish the kid well. I was at the basketball banquet on Friday night, and that's basically what everybody was saying was, you know, we wish him well. We hope he tears up the NBA because, I mean, let's face it, that is one good thing that comes out of this is Penn State is now going to be able to say, hey, we got to you know, somebody chosen in the first round of the NBA draft or the second round. We've got Tim Frazier, who is also there. So the program is starting to prove to recruits that it can be a breeding ground for NBA players.
I think in the immediate short term might not be the best thing for Penn State. I'll get into, you know, maybe what happens next season as a result. But, you know, a long penetrating guard who's got the size and who's got the versatility, who's got the all-around game. I'll tell you, I think that there was a chance that if he were to be able to remain patient for another year, there's a chance we're talking about a potential lottery pick if his game all comes together. But what I guess he's doing is banking on himself and believing that he's ready and seeing the fact that, you know, lesser players have done more with less than him. So he's got as good a shot as anybody. You know, he comes off a year where he averaged 19.6 points per game. You saw in some of these games late, obviously his shooting touch is something that will have to be worked on. He shot 40.8% from the floor. He did shoot 43% from three, which is interesting. But he was able to make an impact on games even when he wasn't scoring points.
Well, not only a potential lottery pick for him, I think you're looking at a potential Big Ten championship for the team.
Yeah.
Michigan State is losing an awful lot this year, and you know, that's going to hurt them. If he had been able to come back with everybody else on the team and you add somebody like Miles Dredd, who can shoot the lights out of the basket, would be a good replacement for Shep Garner, all of a sudden you've got a pretty formidable team playing in the Big Ten. And I still think the Lions are going to do well. I think they can potentially, at least, replace Tony and do well. But, wow, can you just imagine that team next year? It would have been something to see.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I think, you know, you take Tony Carr out of that mix, you do have some questions that you need to answer. But I also think that there's some guys with some ability there. And with Tony Carr, we'll see what happens. I think he's probably you're looking at a second round pick if all these mock drafts and things mm-hmm. hold up. And there's a money difference there for sure. But it's what he wanted for himself, and you can't really argue with that.
Well, no, and you play the negative side out of it, and all of a sudden he's playing next year for Penn State. God forbid something happens with a knee or an ankle or something, an Achilles, and all of a sudden that earning potential is gone. So, you know, you can't blame the kid. It just would have been nice had he been around. However, I mean, you talk about adversity and what are we going to do without Tony Carr. Well, as soon as Mike Watkins went down, everybody just said, well, that's the end of the season for Penn State. They're done. They can't win without Mike Watkins. And they did. So I like the resiliency of this team and the resolve of this team. And, yeah, they're going to miss a lot with Tony Carr. There's no doubt about it. But I think maybe they can just pull together and do some special things next year as well.
Well, on one note here, I think you know, Tony Carr, if he has the exact same season on a team that wins more games or maybe contends for a Big Ten title or plays in the NCAA tournament, he probably improves his draft stock without needing to improve as a player, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I also think that if you look back at the way the season went, you talk about Mike Watkins later in the year, a guy like John Hara, really not coming in and being the Big Ten player of the year or anything like that, but coming in and playing what his role was defined to play be and starting to play it better and better as the season went on. And then you also look at earlier in the season when Josh Reeves went down, and I think a guy like Shep Garner stepped up and played a bigger role. It bodes well, I think, for replacing anybody, whether you're talking about a guy leaving early and Tony Carr for the draft, or whether a guy gets injured mid-season. I think that was, as much as anything, Penn State proved something to me personally that the beat can go on, and that wasn't always the case. They weren't even as deep as they're going to be in the future, and I thought that they accommodated some of this adversity really well.
I couldn't agree with you more, and keep in mind, in addition to Hera coming out of nowhere, I mean, there's stretches of games where he didn't play at all during the season, and all of a sudden he comes up like he did in the NIT. You've got now two scholarships to give, and I would look for Penn State to look at maybe a grad student, something like that, and maybe bringing somebody in. Like, for instance, Pitt's got a couple of guys. The Golden kid from Pitt would be a terrific addition to Penn State. I have no idea whether they're looking at him or not, but I certainly like him. And there's some other guys as well. The I'm blanking, but the kid from Temple is first. Is he something or whatever?
Is he going to transfer?
Shizzy. He's graduated, but he's got a year of eligibility left, and he and Lamar Stevens are great friends.
That's an interesting point you raise, because, you know, Penn State is in a position where I don't think they need, you know, a guy who's going to score 20 points per game, but another experienced player could make a world of difference.
Oh, yeah. You're losing Tony Carr, but you're gaining two players with experience. So, you know, as much as we hate to see Tony Carr leave, it might be good for the team.
Looking at, you know, a guy that you mentioned earlier, there's going to be a void to fill there. And let's start with an option that's on the roster already, Jamari Wheeler, who, you know, you're as big a fan of him as anybody. Can he take a big step forward? And I would say specifically as a scorer and shooter.
In his present form, no. But from what I understand, the big project of the Penn State coaching staff this year, or this offseason, they are taking Jamari into the court, and they are completely tearing his shot down and building it back up again. So it remains to be seen how that's going to work, but they are doing that specifically to get more scoring from him than they got last season. So it's a project, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, I think with a guy like that, obviously more production on that end of the floor is great. But really, for the flow of the offense to not be a liability out there is also one of the objectives.
Yeah, there were points during the season that when Jamari was on the floor, he was incredible as far as defense was concerned. But, you know, the Lions were playing maybe 4-on-5 on offense because the defense knew that, you know, unless it was a dire situation, Jamari wasn't going to shoot the ball.
So he's a candidate and somebody who shooting will not be an issue. Miles Dredd, who is a tremendous shooter who will be coming in as a true freshman. Is he a guy who can make a run from what you've seen, whether it's film or whatever? Is he a guy who can make a run at maybe not just even a big role, but maybe even a starting job?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he's so good. And the key and the thing that really excites me, Dustin, is he plays defense as well as he plays offense, and he plays offense very well.
So that is encouraging. As much as you can say positively about Tony Carr on the offensive end of the floor, one of the biggest critiques, probably the biggest critique of him as a prospect and as a player, was on the other end of the floor. So, you know, there's a sneaky way that you can kind of make up for what you're losing in Tony Carr. And with him gone, Lamar Stevens, Mike Watkins, how good can that duo be? Because I don't want to say that both were just scratching the surface, but it was pretty clear early, middle this season, and late, obviously, with Mike Watkins out, that there's still room to grow for both of these guys. This is going to be your foundation next year.
Yes, I can't wait to see Stevens back on the floor after a couple of those 30-point performances and that. Whew. I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what Lamar Stevens can be. I'm also very excited. You put Hera and Watkins under the bucket. Whew. I mean, they're going to be cleaning up on the rebound. So that'll be fun. And another angle for you as far as the point is, Josh Reeves. If you watch the last part of the season, Josh Reeves spent a lot of minutes handling the ball. And again, from what I understand, they're going to be working with Josh a lot to even improve what he did last year. So he may be your answer as far as bringing the ball down and doing some of the things that Tony did this season.
I'll tell you, as you're talking, I'm listening too, but I'm watching Miles Dredd highlights. And boy, he's a guy who's going to get in your face. In every sense of the word, will play defense. His highlight film has a lot of him taking charges. That could be a breath of fresh air.
He is definitely a Pat Chambers player. Pat loves the defense. He loves the attitude and all that other stuff. And Miles Dredd brings it in like boatloads. So he is the perfect Pat Chambers player to come in and get plugged into the Lion roster.
Jeff Brown, talking some Penn State basketball. All season you've been doing it. You know what? You bring joy in boatloads to our show. It's been a pleasure.
Optimism. How about that?
It's been a lot of fun talking Penn State basketball, not just because they're winning, because you've been here to give us the tremendously positive outlook on this team. I'm sure we'll take a little break as we go into the offseason, but Jeff Brown will be back, rest assured. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, guys. I had so much fun this year, and I can't wait to start it up again next year.
We did, too, and I think people listening had some fun. So there you go.
Cool.
That is it for us.
Have a great summer.
You too, Jeff. That's it for all the fun here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.